I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Dreams. This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Cubs have been very active at the winter meetings, trying to add pieces to keep that window to win wide open in the short and long terms. Here's General Manager Jed Hoyer.
We know we're good right now. We're a good team. We have a great manager, a great coaching staff. I think this team really believes in itself, and I think we have a lot of upside. And so we have to think about, you know, we have to act with urgency to make this team better, but we have to do it in a way that doesn't hurt us long term. And it's a really it's a tricky thing to try to go through, because we want to make sure that we don't inhibit ourselves long term, and we want to make sure we're really good short term.
Hoyer on with Spiegel and Goff earlier today. Cubs reportedly in the mix on outfielders Jason Hayward and Carlos Gonzalez. Cargo with 2 years remaining on his deal with the Rockies, $17 million per season. More from the meetings. Reds and Indians reportedly discussing a trade involving Todd Frazier, though lots of teams have inquired about Frazier over the last hour or so. The White Sox have inquired about him as well, but Phil Rogers reports Cincinnati wants Sox top prospect Tim Anderson in any deal. Also, the Mets and Pirates finalizing a deal which would send Neil Walker to New York for John Neese. Hoops now, the Bulls may have a lineup change when they visit the Celtics tonight. Taj Gibson shot around with the starters this morning. Nico Mirotic with the bench unit. Fred Hoiberg would not confirm the change, though. Pernell McPhee did not practice for the Bears today. Eddie Royal did. Whiteout has missed more than a month with a knee injury. McPhee missed practice with his own lingering knee ailment. Bears back to practice again tomorrow. They will take on Washington on Sunday. And Browns coach Mike Pettine says if there are any other off-field transgressions involving Johnny Manziel, the discipline would be harsh, though Pettine didn't specify what that means and did not go so far as to say that the Browns have a zero-tolerance policy with their maligned quarterback. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Flo and Santos in Chicago Sunday from 9 to noon. Stick around to watch the big game. Check out Hub, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live, presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears have placed Martellus Bennett on the reserve injured list due to a rib injury. So, Martellus Bennett, do you think that's just an injury? Or do you think this is the end for Martellus Bennett?
I think it's the end.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's just a hunch, but it sounds to me like
that's it for Marty.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep. What I think.
I think when he comes out and he says, yeah, I didn't even watch the game, and the Bears say, oh, guess what? That rib injury, we're not going to take any chances. We're gonna put you on injured reserve.
He made his own bet, and if he wants to go out there and try to get a new contract, he'll probably get it. God bless him for doing it, but I mean, I think the Bears were tired of it right away.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
This just feels a lot more to me like there was more going on behind the scenes than we realized, and that possibly management has had enough. My best guess would be that this is a move to remove him from the locker room. The thing that's a little puzzling to Martellus is that while he could be goofy, he never seemed to be a distraction. His teammates certainly seemed to like him and enjoy him. He wasn't being used. That was the thing that struck me. I mean, you know, you got a game where you've got one healthy wide receiver on the field, Alshon Jeffrey. You target him 12 times, he only catches 4, and you still only throw 4 passes to Martellus Bennett? That didn't make any sense. Now, there's two possibilities. One, he was too injured, and he was being a hero, and he was out there and didn't belong out there. Or two, is that they've just decided that he's not the answer.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Boers.
Alabama.
Dan Bernstein.
Who flat top rules in 89.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, welcome in 305, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, a lot of people liked the Herman Moore interview yesterday. Just said that not really heard from him and didn't know that he was such an interesting and thoughtful guy.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Terrific. And he said he could put on the funny suit and yell at people if he had to. He said the odd suit and tie and yell if he has to. Bart Scott.
Yeah, if you paid him enough,
Shannon Sharp.
He'd be happy to do it. Yeah, there's some guys that are dressing out, man.
Oh, my God. And you know what? The arrows are, they're bad. Ridiculous. I mean, a thoughtful guy. I mean, look, I understand that screaming is good for those things. They like to scream. But isn't a thoughtful, bright guy good for it, too? Or is that just not good anymore?
But I don't know that they care whether or not I'm watching. I can't handle any of it because it just makes you dumber.
It makes you dumb. And I don't need that.
Dr. Dave in Florida, you're on the score. Hey, Dave.
Well, Dan and Terry, Danny did a nice job explaining to that guy that the evolution isn't X-Men. We just don't change the next day and have superpowers to prevent brain injury.
It'd be nice.
I have them, Dave.
It would really be nice to just have superpowers one day.
I have superpowers, Dave.
I'd end up like Aquaman, though, talking to fish.
I have superpowers.
I got 3 points that I'd like to make. Terrible. The first point is the idea that you need a neurologist to do the concussion protocol on the side. I think that's ludicrous. Actually, I think neurologists may be the least beneficial physician to do so because they oftentimes see the damage light on. Emergency room doctors, internal medicine doctors, even pediatricians or family practitioners are better able to look at the acute effects of concussion. Hmm. And that leads to my second point. My second point is that there's very few neurologists, relatively speaking. And I worry about the bias and the familiarity that causes when you have the same doctor working with the same team, looking at the same players. In the end, and there are studies up the wazoo that with that kind of familiarity, the doctor loses his objectivity and begins to adopt the goals of the team and stop looking at the goals of the player.
That's your first point specifically, yeah. Dave, is fascinating that a neurologist is not as well equipped per experience as an ER doc would be to actually recognize something acutely wrong in the moment.
Pretty good. That's why he's Dr. Dave.
No, that's
that's good.
I had not thought of that. You know why? Because the NFL wants the gravitas and the legitimacy of the neurologist.
Oh, they take pride in their protocol. They take pride in
that it's haphazardly, randomly applied when they feel like it.
Yes, sir, Senator. They like their protocol.
They get around to it.
Well, if you can follow a man to the bathroom and do him while he's peeing, I suppose you can do anything.
How do you administer a concussion protocol while somebody's peeing?
I'd have to ask Cam Newton, but every time you ask Cam Newton a question, you know what he says? Kiss my ass.
Right. He's saying a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So he would have to answer that question, but apparently he passed it because he went out and played.
Nick in St. Charles on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I'm not arguing I certainly can't about concussions and young minds and how it affects them going all the way up the ranks. But when it comes to, you mentioned, you know, like 6-7-year-olds, 7-year-olds, you know, stuff like that. I've seen, you know, I'm around your age. I have 3 kids and I've seen my kids take, you know, worse spills, be running around playing tag in the backyard than ever. To actually watch 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds try and play organized sports is, you do it as a parent because you love them, but it's excruciating because they don't really know what they're doing. Where are the lines? I mean, where are the boundaries? And does it extend beyond organized sports as for your kid? And it's more of a parental thing, extending all the way to like how, you know, you regulate how your kids play in the backyard with their friends or their brothers and sisters.
Well, I mean, there's more parenting advice that you're kind of asking, and I think everybody is trying to keep their kids safe. Football's different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, football's different. I think the rules got to be don't let your kid play football if you wouldn't want your kid boxing. You know, there's always, and anything they do, climbing a tree or riding a bike, no matter what, there's going to be risk. There's going to be risk of concussion. What gets obscured is the issue with the developing brains isn't as much the concussions as it is repeated subconcussive head trauma.
Which I didn't really notice in that level of football when they're 6 and 7, 7 and 8. I didn't see a lot of that. And I could sit exactly there and watch them. And that wasn't really happening in that.
Yeah, you know, we've decided at my home that we talked about it, and with the concussion stuff that's been going on, and we've been learning more about it as parents, to never let our babies grow up to be cowboys.
Why did I know that was going to... How did I know that?
I knew that was headed somewhere.
How did I know that?
I wasn't sure where.
I don't think... Why is it funny to you? It's our, you know, family's choice.
Because we believe they're going to be cowboys.
Yes, exactly.
You guys.
I'm betting on cowboys.
You guys are the worst.
It's too bad.
I'm betting on cowboys.
You know what? I had bought Hank a lariat for Christmas. Now I have to take it back.
You know, actually.
I got a monogrammed lasso for him.
We have an intern coming this summer, Larry Ett. So hopefully he works out well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure we have an intern coming.
Is that Jacques not going anywhere?
Oh, buddy. Yeah. It says Jacques Sniffer
from the French exchange program.
Yep. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's
so just a parenting tip.
Yep, laugh at it, but thanks for doing that. Yeah. That's cool.
What if they really, really, what if they want to be cowboys when they're 18?
Well, when they're not living under my roof and I'm paying their bills, you know, they're putting food in their mouth, they can make their own decisions.
Okay.
Bull riding.
Barrel racing.
You know what? The barrel racing, I don't mind that. The bull riding, I don't think so.
You know what? The thing is, too, those kids, those bull riders, they do start young.
You're damn right they do.
Don't they ride sheep?
Yep.
I think they... Like they do. Little kid, like toddlers.
They do, which again, when I was a kid, that was against the law. But now, you want to ride a sheep?
That's not riding.
Oh.
No wonder. Right. That was not.
Okay.
I wasn't sure
because we oftentimes, you know, would find a sheep. But I think there's a. Yeah, they do. That's exactly what they do. That's correct. When they're very small. Because I hear that it's a giant sheep. But they do. I've watched some of that. Man, oh, man. Holy crap.
They start them young. It's like the racers who are racing go-karts when they're 6.
Yep. That's when you have to do it.
In Volo, it is Matt on the score.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point about the Zobrist deal. Everyone, we're talking about how old he's going to be at the end of the contract, but the way these guys structured it, really, it's only guaranteed for the first 3 years, and the biggest chunk of the money is in the middle of the deal as well. So if they wanted to, and he's 39, he's only going to be making $12 million, and they could dump him.
Oh, they could. Of course they could.
Yeah, sure, we know that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not, I have no objection to the structure of the deal. My only concern is that because Madden likes him so much, that they're going to see things that aren't there, or they're going to give him every benefit of the doubt. It's my hope that if, in fact, it starts to go and he is in steep decline, that they'll be as ready to recognize it as others just because of how much they really like the guy.
Yeah, for right now, you know he's hitting second.
I think so.
Until further notice, he's hitting second. That's where you're going to find Ben Zobrist. Hitting second at second most of the time.
Tom's next on Sports Radio 670. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Say, I don't want to go over too much, retread old ground, but obviously the armor that the guys wear enables them in ways it didn't 10, 20 years ago to injure each other.
Right.
And, you know, talk about eliminating the helmet and comparisons to rugby. They don't wear helmets. I think are valid. And one example I have, and I'll hang up, is I've always been surprised. They don't wear cups, but you never see any shots there.
Oh, yeah, you
and
do.
I think it's,
oh, yeah, you do.
You do? Well,
sure.
Oh, yeah, there's some.
Vernon Davis got tackled by the Wang.
Yeah, tackled by the Wang, which also is his first album.
Yeah, he was dragged down. He was tweeting about it. Some guy just grabbed his
I've seen others. He's not the only one that felt the old nut squeeze. Yeah, because sometimes that's all you can. Look, when you go by one of those guys, they don't care what they get. They don't care. I mean, it's not necessarily intentional. In some cases, there's some guys in the league I wouldn't trust in that regard.
Yeah, but
whatever they grab, they grab.
And there are sometimes where you see a guy who's a little slow to get up. It's not necessarily his ankle or his brain. Sometimes he took a shot in Mr. Newt's.
Yep.
That happens.
It does happen.
Happens a lot in basketball, too. They're the guys, the real good rebounders on the box out know how to just give you the little love tap.
Here's what I want you to do before we get to the second half at the bottom of the hour.
What?
I want you to write down the names.
Oh, boy.
See if you can. Don't be a pud.
I'm bad at this.
This is easy for you because you're an NBA guy. Write down the names of five guys that are playing this year that have never played in an NBA All-Star game that you think should be playing in the one coming up.
Five guys who've never played in an NBA All-Star game who should be playing in the... Okay.
It should be playing in this year. So that's an easy... Now, is that an easy list? Did I ask you for anything there?
Do rookies count?
Yeah, if you like them. But I don't think so. I mean, I would recommend you don't.
Okay.
But I would say never the guys played. Who've been around the league who've never played in an All-Star game. I guess just clarify that. Not rookies. You can't get your guy in there, although he just might be one of the best players. But guys who've been around at least a year who never played in an NBA All-Star game. And now this year you say, oh, yeah, they should be there. He should be there.
That's a cool question. I will work on that.
Yeah, work on that.
Right now.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, he's a rookie. He doesn't count.
Yeah, can't play.
You
can't play it.
He might
make it, but that's not who I'm thinking of.
WSCR the score.
Madden, Bryant, Arrieta, Schwarber. Hear every game of the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It's taken quite some time, but Jerry Jones may finally be frustrated with his Ivy League lapdog. Jason Garrett's been Jared's guy since he was Troy Aikman's backup. He supports him, he hypes him. And then the offseason, he even extended him. But that was when JJ was drunk with victory. Hit him with some of that money and get him a seat on our party bus. But apparently, Jer has finally realized that Garrett is not exactly Jimmy Johnson. Quote, I am stunned that we haven't been able to win more games without Tony. And I would have thought that we could have coached it up enough that we would not have lost three games without Romo, end quote. Yes, but Jerry, you just beat Washington. Doesn't Garrett get credit for that? Nope. Jerry says the win was more about the player's will than, quote, tactical mastery. Awesome. Kicked off the party bus and run right under a Greyhound bus. Hey, Jason, to quote JJ, you gotta feel lower than a crippled cricket's ass. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And, you know, we understand, guys, that this, you know, is a crazy time of the year. There's things to do with the kids. There's work parties you have to go to, all this other stuff. But we've been encouraging you. And now we're running out of time here to hurry into our guys. You've met Mattress Firm through us for the huge year-end savings on the best brands.
Yeah, Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer. It's also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. And you can hurry in right now and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash, good towards frames, accessories, delivery, when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. And, buddy, I've been online doing some shopping.
Yep.
For the holidays here.
Because, you're a shopper.
Yeah, well, the show stinks. I hate listening to it. So I figure if I have to be here, I might as well utilize my time well and do some shopping. And yep. I was going through like different gift boxes, so gift sets for people. And it's amazing the amount of money that people will spend on Christmas gifts.
Yeah, it's correct.
Yet they go very, very cheap on their own mattress.
Go hard, yep.
All they want is like a big mattress for the cheapest amount possible. And all you're doing is hurting yourself.
Yep. You know, because here's the thing. Mattress Firm guarantees you'll always get their lowest price or your mattress is free. That's just for starters. That's before we get to the great prices and the great selection. Every mattress in the world is there that's worth a damn, including the Tempur-Pedic, the hottest mattress going. They've got everything for you salesmen who know exactly what they're talking about. They're not just somebody wandered in off the street. When you ask them a question, they have the answer. Everybody's cooperative. It's an easy experience compared, I'm sure, to maybe even better than online shopping, Maddie. I don't know.
Yeah, and they even invented their own shopping system covered by color. It makes finding your mattress very easy, very enjoyable, very, very simple, depending on if you like it more firm, a little more plush, maybe a pillow top. It's right there for you. Very easy. Go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information and find the store nearest you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's the holiday season, and Joann is giving the gift of super savings this weekend. Enjoy 60 to 70% off all holiday decor, floral, and fabric. Plus, 60% off Blizzard fleece and Snuggle flannel prints. Even 55% off entire stock strung beads. Before shopping, go to Joann.com and get a coupon for an extra 20% off your total purchase, including sale and regular priced items. Exclusions apply. Shop and save big with Stock Your Sleigh Doorbusters. Going on right now, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Man, we've been talking to you at 312-644-6767. We've got a lot of guests coming up in the second half as well. But, you know, we're more than willing to share on Boers and Bernstein.
I think I'm putting together a pretty...
Think you got a pretty good list? I mean, a list, a smart list.
There's three for sure.
Okay.
I've got three for sure, and then kind of around the edges, I'm not quite as sure, depending on the numbers that you're looking at.
I think three of them are easy, too. Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. And the fact that they've never, you know, and I guess when you sit down and think about it a second, go, yeah, they've never played in the damn All-Star game.
Right.
And there's one All-Star game.
There's one that I was certain had, but then I looked it up and he hadn't. Speaking of basketball, Amir, as always, weighs in. He says, if Fred Hoiberg's goal is to have a team that pushes the ball,
mm-hmm.
creates mismatches in transition,
yeah.
and flings threes, why aren't they benching Pau Gasol, who can't run, instead of Nico Mirotic, who loves to fling threes? And on top of that, why start Taj? Both Pau and Taj are slow-it-down, half-court offense players. Yeah. The antithesis of what Hoiberg wants to do. The starting lineup should be Rose, Butler, Dougie, Nico, and Noah. That's the best combination of guys on this team that can either run the floor or shoot threes.
I'd like that. I'd like to see that, actually.
I get it.
I'd like to see that. You know what? I wish a couple of those guys were better on that starting five. I wish they wouldn't be sort of like, oh, God, I don't like them. But I wouldn't mind seeing that. Look, I think when you're where the Bulls are and you're just sort of trying to feel your way around and in a tough time here, I don't think anything should be out of the question. But you would never do that to Pau Pau Pau. I don't think he would. The grizzly veteran.
No, I guess they don't feel they kind of can.
Correct.
And this from Jim, who says for that guy who called about his kids playing around in the backyard.
Yeah.
Said, unless when his kids are climbing trees, they're acting like woodpeckers and slamming their heads against the trunk of the tree while climbing it, then he's missing the point of what the real issue is with playing football. And actually, woodpeckers are able to do that because they have adapted. They have, many of them, I believe, literally wrap their tongue around their skull to protect it. Otherwise, you'd have a lot of really dizzy woodpeckers, wouldn't you? I guess that wouldn't be the adaptation that you'd want is to repeatedly slam your head into something every time you're looking for a bite of food.
We all grew up wanting to be cowboys.
ow, 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 ow. I mean, that's that would kind of suck if you weren't able to adapt. Yeah. I mean, there has to be something that woodpeckers are doing that prevents them from having traumatic brain injury, or they don't live long enough, and maybe there are a lot of addled woodpeckers flying around.
I don't know the life expectancy of a woodpecker.
And I don't know if they do they lose their wits later in life?
I think so. I think there's a home for them. They have to go.
Mike Webster is there.
That's just awful.
No, I know.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Hall of Famer.
I'm lying. I'm not. But the.
Yeah, you know you're lying.
Maybe there is something to that technology. Because they do something. They are able to protect their brains while slamming their heads into a piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, that's just a really weird adaptation. I guess they found a niche that if there's going to be bugs underneath the bark in trees that they can get, that and no one else is going for it, might as well go for it. I saw a golf course the other day. They've seen the downy woodpecker. I've seen the redheaded woodpeckers. The downy woodpecker comes and they pay it a lot of money and then it leaves. And... what was
Now that's a shot across the bow. You know that?
But not wrong.
Now, yes, it is.
and then the other one I
yes, said. Yes, it is. We're going to have to get back to your cousins pretty soon here. Okay, go ahead.
Is it pileated, I want to say?
What?
The pileated woodpecker?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about woodpeckers. I remember I slept through most of my school.
It's a really crazy looking one, and it sounds like a monkey. I thought it was one of your monkeys.
It's no.
I heard it first. No, and then I'm still
debating the filthy minky.
The filthy to join.
I haven't decided.
Are you getting any calls during the baseball winter meetings about any of the monkeys, by the way?
No, nobody. No. Nope.
Even in like a three-team deal?
Nothing.
No?
No. No, the phone hasn't been ringing and the birds aren't a singing. I don't know. Nothing yet. No, but I have been debating adding the filthy minky for a while.
Activating him to the active roster.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, he's in play right away.
All right. Well,
there's no. He's
we will
in play.
Have the second half for you after we let you know what's going on with your Bears.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Your child can take the field at a Bears home game as the next Junior Staley. Visit any Jewel Osco for more details. Hello, I'm Zach Zegman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall, where Eddie Royal was back at practice for the first time since October 30th for John Fox's Bears.
We haven't been able to keep our same wide receiver group together for some time. So, obviously he's a guy we thought highly enough to go out and sign a free agency. I think, he started the season in pretty good shape and, he's been, banged up. He had the knee sprain, and, he looked actually pretty good today in practice.
Royal practiced on a limited basis today. Meantime, here's the reason Martellus Bennett's season is over.
He got a fractured rib against Denver a couple weeks back. It flared up to the point where we didn't bring him to Green Bay. He tried to gut it up and go, this past week, and, it just wasn't going to work. And the only real way to fix him is to, let it rest to heal. Playing football is not real conducive to healing ribs. So, we determined to, IR him. It was best for us and him moving forward.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard Update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Cubs just introduced their new signing, Ben Zobrist. They signed him yesterday, 4-year, $56 million contract. And Jed Hoyer, along with Zobrist and Joe Maddon, meeting the media at the winter meetings. Cubs are also reportedly pursuing Jason Hayward in free agency and Carlos Gonzalez via trade, along with a number of other teams. Mike Matheny just said on a radio show on XM that he is optimistic that the Cardinals will be able to re-sign Hayward. White Sox were reportedly close on a deal with the A's to bring them Brett Lowry, but that has tailed off as of a few hours ago, though Ken Rosenthal saying the two teams still talking about Lowry, but now there are many other teams involved. The Sox also reportedly one of a few teams that have inquired about the Reds slugger Todd Frazier. Trent Rosecrans of the Cincinnati Inquirer reports the Reds aggressively shopping him right now. The Mets and Pirates finalizing a deal which would send Neil Walker to the Big Apple for lefty John Neese. Also in baseball, MLB has recommended all 30 teams add netting between the dugouts for next season to protect fans within 70 feet of home plate. Meantime, the Celtics seek their fourth straight victory when they host the Bulls tonight at the TD Garden in Boston. Bulls have dropped two in a row. Taj Gibson figures to be in the Bulls starting lineup instead of Nico Mirotic. And the Blackhawks travel to Nashville. They will take on the Predators tomorrow night. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Flo and Santos in Chicago Sunday from 9 to 12. Stick around to watch the game. Check out Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
How do you find a rhythm in the second half?
We got to find the rhythm. That's just what we have to do.
And now it's time to begin.
Yes.
The second half.
So discussion of the Cubs' moves at the winter meetings, the trade of Starlin Castro, the acquisition of Ben Zobrist. And I think it's fine. I like it. We're not against it. I don't get too crazy this time of year, thinking of that everything is going to max out at the high end of the likelihood range, because usually it's something other than that.
Yeah, it's something other, and I just think that, you know, I don't know how many teams I've heard about that have won the offseason and just won the season.
And we talked to Big Cat Williams about football, talked a little bit too about the Bennett Omalu op-ed, how he sort of reframed the football debate using a legal argument, even though he's a doctor, and found that interesting.
All right. Five players who deserve the first-time NBA All-Star bids in 2016.
Okay,
first time.
My three for sure.
Okay.
Are Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
Andre Drummond.
Yes.
And Draymond Green.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, my other list, and I think you could really make a case for a guy who had a coming out party against the Bulls last year, and that's Hassan Whiteside.
He's one of them.
So that would be four.
Yep.
And then I've got a list of three other guys here, or four other guys. Andrew Wiggins, Eric Bledsoe, Derek Favors, and Isaiah Thomas.
One of them is correct, according to this guy, this Mr. NBA. By the way, Whiteside, an undisputed starter in Miami, excelled in the full-time role. He's averaging 13.1 points, 10.5 rebounds, and a phenomenal league-leading 4.5 blocks per outing, logging an NBA-best 88.9 defensive rating.
Yep.
The only other players in league history to record those numbers are...
Defensive rating for...
record those numbers. Those the 13, the 4, and that many blocks.
Mark Eaton?
Mount Eaton. Kareem, Hakeem, and David Robinson.
I didn't know Kareem had that many blocks. I guess...
He must have. He's there. He's Kareem.
I'm trying to think of this. Okay,
and the other one is Bledsoe.
Okay.
Steph Curry is essentially a lock, but he's also overshadowing a terrific season from Bledsoe, who's 21.9 points per game, ranks 12th best in the league. He's tallied 6.3 assists, 4.2 rebounds, and 2 steals, a rounded star line matched only by Russell Westbrook and Kyle Lowry.
So let the record show, I did pretty well on that one.
You did pretty well, but those three were those three are just screaming at you, aren't they?
So... have you noticed, and maybe I've missed it, so no. I have to see if any... have you ever, at any point, now since she's... whether it was in the wake of the beating that she took, or now that she's emerging from recovery from the beating that she took, has Ronda Rousey ever given credit to her opponent?
No.
At no point has she given an iota of credit to her opponent. She's really an asshat, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's... and she also, you know, while all this is going on, is really not able...
No.
Not able to play or to fight. And they're talking about a July 9th. And believe it or not, kids, they think... and that this is quite something. They think July 9th is too soon.
I mean, does anybody... who's rooting for her? Who's rooting for this person? And she said, well, I was out on my feet from the very beginning. She said, I wasn't thinking clearly. Yeah, it was like a dumbed-down, dreamy version of yourself making decisions. Because she's punching you in the face! That's why it's dumbed down! She's knocking your brain cells dead, woman!
I mean, woman.
Seriously, who roots for Ronda Rousey? At some point, can't you just say, yeah, she beat me.
She'll say, well, I didn't do this, or I didn't do that, or I couldn't do this.
And when you look at her up close, by the way, Holly Holm, I can see why. When you watch those two, that is a that is one solid badass woman.
She stood toe-to-toe with you and kicked your ass.
Yes.
And at no point has she ever said anything like, hey, nice job, nice fight,
no,
you beat
not.
Me. I mean, this is a sportsman.
She did say, I can't eat an apple.
But seriously, why? I just don't know where Ronda Rousey's widespread support comes from.
All right. In the wake of the signings of David Price and Zach Greinke and then all the money that's been spent, 13 pitchers previously signed contracts worth more than $120 million. So far, five of them have pitched under those contracts at age 32 or older, and all five have been busts, at least to this point. Justin Verlander, Johan Santana, Barry Zito, CC Sabathia, and Mike Hampton in 14 combined seasons at age 32 or higher are 74-88 with a 4.56 ERA. Most pitchers these days, regardless of salary, fall off a cliff around age 32. Last year, only two of the top 34 qualified ERAs belong to pitchers 32 or older.
Wow.
Do you know who those two were? One of them is here.
Lester?
Lackey.
Oh, Lackey.
And my guy who retired, who had a terrific first half of the season and then sucked the second half, A.J. Burnett. Greatness leaves even the best pitchers in a hurry. Knowing the obvious economic foolishness of signing aging pitchers, the Red Sox, after the 24th season, let ace John Walker into the arms of the Cubs. The Sox cobbled together a rotation without an ace and used players 30 and younger to start all but six of their 2015 games. Their prudence earned them the third worst rotation in the AL and the last place finish. Talking about, you know, justifying the expense for Price, but keep in mind, he's 30.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind this. As you move forward, we'll see what happens. But the research shows that 32, the old cliff comes up.
Cliff Lee's coming back.
Yeah, and down you go. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, history suggests that if you're going to win, again, I don't know if the Red Sox are prepared to win in the next 2 years.
Well, it's that time of year. TMZ has found Mercury Morris.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, what a little.
It's that time of year. There's an undefeated team.
You
got to go find Mercury Morris. I guess he's the self-appointed representative, the last living member of the 1972 Dolphins. Or maybe he's the last one who's able to put a sentence together. I don't know. But
Don't call me when you're in my town. Call me when you're on my block.
I don't want to call you at all. And I don't know if this is just him. It's a heel turn for him that
know.
He just sort of likes.
We visited with him a long time ago, remember?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he likes kind of being the villain here and trash talking. He must, so I don't know how mad to get at him, but it's just, I saw it, I went, oh no, team's 12-0,
no,
and that means we got to hear from Mercury Morris again.
That's just like we do every damn day. We always ask what you think of this or the other things we've discussed. A lot of stuff, a lot of baseball, a lot of head injuries. Well, normal.
Yeah, we got some phone calls. And you know what? 312-644-6767. You know what I have?
What do you have?
Sent to me here, just a few paragraphs here that explain why woodpeckers don't get concussions. And then we'll see if any of this is applicable to helping NFL players.
Okay. You got boys at Princeton.
Best second half of all time.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Washington, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
I get the question all the time for people who are interested in taking advantage of the great deals that Cameron Hughes provides for outstanding wine at a fraction of the price at chwine.com. Someone will say, you know, I don't really know wine that well, or I'm getting it as a gift and I don't want to get it wrong and I don't know what to pick. So Cameron Hughes has now made it very easy for you for the holidays with their special holiday sampler pack. And it's special because for right now, for just this week, if you go to chwine.com and use my code Dan, it is 20% off the amazing wine sampler packs. And it comes with these terrific truffles made by a famed chocolatier near Napa. And this is an example. This is the one that Cameron sent to me that I've been enjoying. I'm on my third bottle now because the first bottle that comes a part of this is the Lot 473. That is the Lake County Red Blend. And that is, if you tried the 447, it's the 473 is the next vintage of that 447 that people loved. There's the Oakville Merlot, which is a classic Oakville red wine. That's from the 2013 vintage. That's the Lot 460. And the Lot 457, which is a Meritage that is from Premier Napa Real Estate, and it is one of these terrific, almost Bordeaux style, in that it's Merlot, it's Cabernet, it's Petit Verdot, and it's a wonderful, very food friendly wine. And these all come with the box of truffles made by Collar Chocolates, and we've enjoyed the truffles too as well. 20% off of a pack just like that, the wine and the truffles, and free shipping. You get 20% off, you get free shipping. This takes care of everything. You got a wine lover you want to take care of, or you just want to get this for yourself or for your wife or for anybody, get on it right now. Go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left corner, enter Dan, D-A-N, chwine.com, enter Dan, 20% off these three Cameron Hughes wines and the truffle sampler pack and free shipping. This week only, chwine.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
great. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Well, you know, he got a fractured rib against Denver a couple weeks back. You know, it flared up to the point where we didn't bring him to Green Bay. You know, he tried to gut it up and go, you know, this past week, and, you know, it just wasn't going to work. And the only real way to fix him is to, you know, let it rest to heal. Playing football is not real conducive to healing ribs, so... you know, we determined to, you know, IR him. It was best for us and him moving forward.
She's telling the truth. He said we're just tired of the guy, and it was an opportunity.
Yeah, well,
just
it's a great opportunity for him, yeah.
It's all a problem.
I know this. And you know, and most unbelievable of all, Eddie Royal sighting.
Oh, my goodness. Just in time.
Oh, baby.
So this is from LiveScience.com. Woodpeckers head pounding, pecking against trees and telephone poles subjects them to enormous forces. They can easily slam their beaks against wood with a force 1,000 times that of gravity. In comparison, Air Force tests in the 1950s pegged the maximum survivable G-force for a human at around 46 times that of gravity. The race car drivers have reportedly survived crashes of over 100 Gs. This is 1,000 Gs. Researchers had previously figured out that thick neck muscles diffuse the blow, and a third inner eyelid prevents the bird's eyeballs from popping out. But scientists in Beijing have taken a closer look at the bone that cushions a woodpecker's brain. They compared specimens of great spotted woodpeckers with the similarly sized Mongolian skylark, and they learned that adaptations in the most minute structure of the bones give the skull its super strength. Notably, the woodpecker's brain is surrounded by thick plate-like spongy bone. And there's a mineral mesh that makes up the spongy bone plate that acts as armor. The beak doesn't differ much in strength, but it contains microscopic rod structures. The beak is adapted to deform during pecking, absorbing the impact instead of transferring it. The findings could be important for preventing brain injuries in humans. I don't know how you what you do. If it's something collapsible.
That's way beyond me.
Yeah,
I for rod structure. By the way,
I don't know.
I don't know what they're talking about,
Steve.
I know this. I am glad that of all the stupid things I did, that I never crashed anything at a high speed.
In Oak Lawn, it's Steve on the score.
I'll take that.
Hello, Steve.
For victory.
Hey, guys. It's been a couple of weeks, but it's good to talk to you. My first job out of grad school, I went to grad school in St. Louis, was actually working for Schutt Products. They were based out of Litchfield at the time. Mm-hmm. And you have to think back now about 15, 16 years. The idea was to get ahead, even though no one knew as much as we know now about CTE,
mm-hmm.
about what caused concussions.
Right.
And the first company to get out ahead was Riddell. If you think back to that.
Well, they were the first company that figured out that rotational forces were as significant as actual impact.
Right. Their idea was that of a boxer, was that if you took a punch to the jaw, the mandible caused you know, a lot of pressure to your temple.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was trying to get out in front of it. Our brainiacs thought that the idea was to put a shock absorber into the temple plate of the face mask. And what you have to understand is that when in professional football, these guys can wear whatever they want. Our idea was to get college and high schools to do it. Our biggest supporter, unfortunately, was Penn State.
Needed a different kind of armor.
But the thing is, though, most of that effort is still for naught. It's still cosmetic.
Dan, you're absolutely right. And I'll give you a great example. Jay Cutler right now is wearing what is called a Riddell SpeedFlex helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to recognize
because
it has almost like that, a W-shaped cutout on the crown of the helmet.
A lot of guys wear that. It's very popular.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. The problem is in the NFL, they cannot license an entire team to wear a specific helmet, whereas they can in college. Riddell had Mizzou doing it forever. Hmm. You know, they get high school teams and college teams, and they measure these things. Before I left, one of the neurologists that we had on staff, I suppose you could say, you know, the agreement then was that it's not cranial, it's you know, it's neck. You know, if you can isolate neck movements to an extent, then maybe you can stop these things. But again, I graduated from Ripon in 1998, and I was in grad school, you know, right after that. And, you know, we didn't know what we know about CTE. So
right.
The thought was just what causes a concussion with a sudden blow to a head, not
understanding that it's the repeated subconcussive head blows that add up no matter what kind of plastic hat you're wearing. Right.
Exactly. And so, you know, and I look back on it, and my job was to get high schools and colleges to let us give them a discount to wear our equipment in exchange for saying, oh, this kid's a little weary, let's see what happens here.
Hmm.
And, you know, and it's like I said, Riddell was the game breaker with that, with what they called the first concussion-proof head, you know, helmet
right.
that had that big piece that came across your mandible. You know,
and it didn't necessarily cut anything down. Is where the bottom line is. It didn't really do much.
Yeah, and
made people feel better.
My idea, you know, and again, I'm no neurologist, but there's no concussion proof helmet.
Correct. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for all the info.
Even though we hear how much money they're spending on trying to find him.
Next up, Mark Schanowski. He is going to tell us what the Bulls have to do to be better, whether it's Taj Gibson in the starting lineup or not.
Something that's plenty to talk about.
You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Want to make great money driving with Uber in Chicago, but need a car? Head over to Berman Mid-City Nissan to get connected with great leasing options. Signing up only takes a few minutes, and driving with Uber is a flexible way to make extra money when it works for you. Better yet, there are no mileage caps. All credit levels can apply, and it's fast and easy to get started. Call 1-888-UBER-AUTO. That's 1-888-UBER-AUTO. Or stop by Mid-City Nissan in Chicago today to check out your new ride.
Unbelievable. But you don't have to just take my word for it. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your loved ones with some of the best brownies you'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. That's pure bliss in every bite. To order and save 10%, use code 2222. That's code 2222. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. So what are you waiting for? To give a sweet gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout at VermontBrownie.com. That's code 2222 to save 10% at VermontBrownie.com. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Hurry, because this offer ends soon.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-219.